At this year's Book Expo, Recess correspondent Susan Robb spoke with the award-winning author Kate DiCamillo about her most recent book, The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane.
I'll start at the beginning, I guess, which is the gift from a good friend and fellow writer and also teacher of writing, Jane Rush Thomas, gave me, and I think it was Christmas of 2002, an actual rabbit doll as a gift. And he's dressed in this very elegant outfit. And when she gave him to me, I asked what his name was, and she said, Edward. So I brought him home with me, put him on the couch in my living room, and forgot about him for a couple days until I had this vision of him face down on the ocean floor, stripped of all of his finery. And I thought, it seems like there's a story there. And so I started thinking, it's a picture book. And then as I wrote, it just kind of became something that I didn't expect it to be, and it became a miraculous journey for me, too.
With Edward Tulane, what struck me was that he starts out as a remote feeling character, and then you get very attached to him over the story. How did he evolve?
I don't think I've ever thought less when I was writing a book than I did when it was one of those happy things that you wait for when you write, where the story literally tells itself, and it was almost like it was telling itself to me. So I didn't think, now Edward will change and grow, because I didn't know what was happening. I could barely write fast enough. He starts out reprehensible and unlovable. There's no, and if I had thought, now I need to make him lovable, I would have failed. But bit by bit, as he learns and as his heart opens up, you find that you really are. I was attached to him. I thought he was just really loathsome in the beginning, and funny. I found him funny. And then I found that I had this deep love for him by the end. Truly moved me to the core of my being, which is a strange thing when you're making something up, you know.